Welcome back. We are here doing our live, it's not live necessarily, but we are live. Are in a virtual reality world, so y'all can see. We are here, this is our 15th episode.
Número
15. 15th episode, this is our quinceañera episode, so we're excited to do this.
This is definitely outside the box.
But
it's inside the box too.
Yes, we're intriguing. Outside and inside the box at the same time. So, folks, as I'm spinning this around, you can definitely spin this around yourself at home. You just grab on and click and look around this beautiful studio that we are currently at. We are here with coaching and consulting master, my master, Sherry Ray. Sherry, thank you for being here with us today. We're really excited to be here in your studio.
I'm thrilled to be here with you and Roberto.
Yay!
I'm saying your name.
Roberto! Yes. So, folks, if you want an experience of what intuitive painting is like, this is the best place to do it in the city of Houston, in the state of Texas, in the world, in the universe. So come check it out. And we're going to go through it right now so you can have an idea of what it's like. Roberto is going to be our student so he can understand and feel what it's like. Sherry is going to be the master, as she always is. But just a quick reminder, folks, we have our venue coming up. We're going to have our comedy show, our brunch comedy show. That's happening on the weekend of July 4th. Look forward to that. Look out for that. We're going to have more information as it's coming close.
Rob? For a good venue, if you guys in Midtown, if somebody has some good recommendations for the Midtown audience, throw them our way. There's info links down in the descriptions below, so make sure you hit those. Also, subscribe to the channel. Expands the engagement. We're looking for engagement. Engage
with us as we engage with you in the world and this metaverse that's going to be happening upon us very soon.
Very, very soon.
So we already did a bit of the sit-down portion.
Sure.
Normally, when you come to meet with Sherry, you're going to sit down and kind of go over what it is that inspires you, what kind of things motivate you, the kind of things that make you kind of step outside your own mental box before you come into the art box, if you will.
Gotcha.
Right? So we've already kind of gone through that.
Out of the box.
Yes.
In and out.
Oh, no in and outs in Texas. We believe in Whataburgers out here. So, yes. So, if there's not anything else you'd like to add
We discussed the episodes that we'll be putting up are essentially testing episodes so that we can put more concrete episodes like this one and invite professionals like Sherry to come and share the information, participate in the engagements. If you guys are interested in receiving some lessons from her, click on the links below. Her link is going to be down below. She also has a podcast, I believe, which you can put in there so that you guys can follow her if that's something that you guys want to continue doing.
Yes, exactly. So we're excited to get started. Roberto's going to be the guinea pig, aka student.
I'm definitely eager to go through this experience. Now, I got a little bit of info, and not really most of it. I understand. So now I've been asked some questions. I was interrogated without really knowing I was getting interrogated.
That's the best.
Tangle it all.
Y'all were super sneaky. It's cool. All right, so go ahead, share with me more.
Well, I'm thinking about this place is like, and what you do, no matter what you do, if you're doing your, I'll say your investment world or your creative world.
Yeah.
You know.
Entrepreneurial world.
Entrepreneurial.
It's a membership in the entrepreneurial comedic world.
Sign up. Subscribe.
Yes, absolutely. So all of those things are funded. Mm-hmm. Are funded. I'll say funded, not financially. But that all comes later. But I mean, it's fueled by your responsiveness to the inspirations that come to you.
Mm.
You know, because there's no limitation to what this inspiration can do. It funds your left brain life, your right brain life, your everything. So too often times that people think creativity is for hairy sticks or clay, you know, like it's got to be. The only thing to do with those things is get art materials. It's like, no. A, you have a life. B, you have so many facets of your life that would be expanded, enriched if you allowed yourself to be responsive to new inspirations. And when we're responsive to new inspirations, it's life giving.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
So life-giving is what this process is all about. Because too often we stay in our mental reality, and we get stuck. We feel blocked. We feel lifeless.
Well, it's something that I think we've mentioned several times before. See, reality is subjective,
100%.
And so you can create whatever all the blocks that you can. You can open them up. It's tough sometimes. There's a block there in front of you
that you can't see.
You can't see, and then a block that you can't move, and then right.
Yeah.
And so you're just kind of going through it one step at a time.
Yeah. So intuitive painting, in the way that I support people in intuitive painting, is really opening to a full expression of who they are mm-hmm. in their life. And then everything is funded from that point up.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a bricklayer to a Warren Buffett or Jimmy Buffett. I don't care. You know, they
nice.
Both are fueled by inspirations. Of their own, but that they are a unique and receptive signal to, you know, and no one can deny that either one of those people have not cut their own path and followed their own inspirations and have been vastly rewarded for them being more fully who they are.
Yeah.
You know, I never used those two in the same sentence before, but I love that.
I love that idea. I love that. It's so good. So
never
good.
Both of those guys.
You need to put that on a t-shirt.
No,
it's
kidding.
So good. It's so good.
I say, which one do you choose? I'll go for the Jimmy.
Warren's
not bad either.
Warren's not bad either. The billionaire.
Again, we're back to the place where there's no good or bad. But
how
can we be more receptive to what uniquely comes to us and be a conduit and a vessel for that to come through us? Okay. So intuitive painting is going to be a fabulous practice to be able to get out of your own way. Okay? So today we're gonna Roberto Ardini Tegueto. I'm gonna invite you to play with some paint.
Okay.
I'm gonna invite you to strictly go toward a brush you're drawn to and a color you're drawn to.
Okay.
And the biggest thing for most people is to have no agenda and no goal in mind.
Okay.
Because we're not painting paintings. We're just gonna come back to a place of like organic, innate play, like
okay.
a little kid.
Sure.
It sounds simple until we.
It sounds simple. I mean, you
everybody
said,
wants
the
more
paint.
Play.
You said, pick the brush, pick the paint. Right?
Well, you kind of want to go where you're drawn.
Okay.
You know, the mind's always a picker. The mind is always picking. But
drawn. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you kind of gravitate, maybe gravitate to or
okay.
resonate with.
Sure.
With no reason, just
okay.
kind of go. So you're gonna grab any brush
okay.
that calls you.
Okay.
And put some water in it.
Okay.
Get it nice and wet.
Okay. And am I gonna be able to switch the brush later, or am I stuck with this brush?
No. Because this is a world of spontaneity.
Ah. Okay. Got it.
You see,
sure.
And spontaneity is also part of like this capacity to be free. And spontaneity doesn't really follow a straight line, a linear line. Spontaneity is...
Right, my nature is spontaneous.
Yeah, good. Good. Because you can see that, you know, like consistent and spontaneous, they don't speak in the same language.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But everybody wants to feel more spontaneous, but then they think they have to be consistent. Like, oh, I need to finish where I start.
Continuously spontaneous.
Exactly. So you're going to go back and forth to the day.
Sure.
Grab any brush that you've got.
Oh, okay, cool. I got you.
I've got a bunch of great, sexy squirrel hair brushes over there.
Squirrel hair.
Yeah. They love paint. They love water. And you want to hold your brush like a pencil.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay? And you want it to be, have enough water on there where it's pleasurable.
Gotcha.
Pleasurable. It's like creativity can be really pleasurable.
Sure.
Enjoy how that brush goes across the page. Okay?
So now, what I'm hearing is, I'm going to grab a brush.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to grab paint.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to start painting.
Yes. You're going to go to the
whatever comes up to my mind.
It.
Okay.
And can you say yes to whatever comes up to your mind?
I mean, sure, yeah. It's gonna be streaks of paint.
We don't know.
Pretty sure.
We're stepping into the unknown. Okay?
All right.
We're stepping into the unknown, and here's the other part. It's like you wanna just paint, and everything is allowable. There's no good, no bad, no right, no wrong, no taboo, no nothing. Yeah. And it doesn't have to look like what your mind thinks it needs to look like.
All right.
Okay? But if your mind gives you anything, put a mark on the page.
Put a mark on the page.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, it could be a three-legged dog. It could be a three-legged dog with a zucchini. It could be, who knows? Who knows? Who
knows? Now I'm going to a three-legged dog.
See what you're doing. You became a three-legged dog.
But if you think about it, we're so full with images. We're so full of images. It's like we don't know what wants to come out.
Yeah.
You know.
So right now we're looking to stamp an image in Roberto's mind. In the whatever's happening.
No, we're gonna do like an etch a sketch.
Shake you around.
Okay, I get you.
Clear the deck and come over and we're gonna get a brush and I'm gonna show you how we're gonna get started. Okay. All right.
So we got to
go for it.
Let's go.
All right. Cool. All right.
Let's go. All
right, here we go.
All right. Let's go.
Get started. So here's the deal. I'm not an artist at all. What you guys are gonna see is art.
Hey, you're going to see 100% creativity, which
is art, right?
Responding to movements of energy or inspiration.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Okay. That's what you're going to be seeing. Man, you're good. I like it.
So, all right. Remember, we have no goal in mind.
All of these?
No, we're going to use these down here. These are going to come if you...
okay, this is fun to look at.
Just, you know...
Which ones are drawn to you, though?
I kind of want a small one because I don't want to mess up right from the beginning and put like a big.
But what if you can't mess up?
Yeah, I'll take a small one.
Very strong.
The narration comes in. And
comes
takes
quick.
Takes away the freedom of just like being a kid and going to the baby. Alright, so what color are you drawn to for no good reason?
What color are you drawn to now?
Oh, okay. I kind of like.
Good
there you go. Whatever, yeah. Listen to your gut. Listen to your gut.
Yeah, it's just like shampooing your hair. You don't want to put shampoo without water. So,
I mean, you guys are drawing me to this, right? So what I'm thinking is, since you're starting with something small, I feel free that I can be nice and loud.
Pow.
That's cool.
Let's go.
You do that.
All right, now you want to
take it. If it was a big brush, I feel like I'd be like, no, let me
pick something more. So you can go to the paper and you can put anything on the paper you want. With the right amount of water, you can paint anything.
Okay.
All right. Right this minute, I just have the torso of a human being. I don't even know if it's a male or female, and I don't care.
Yes. I think that, bam, that's doing my paint.
Okay, let's get some more paint.
I think it's pink.
Let's get some more paint.
Okay, got it.
Rinse it out. You can do another brush. You can get the same brush.
Sure. You can go to a different color.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
just whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I already in my mind both of those, so.
Yeah.
And that place of spontaneity, no right, no wrong, no good, no bad.
Now I got both of my senses with regards to the two colors that I have graduated with. They're on the right side of my painting. I hate it.
I love it.
You're thinking ahead. I love it.
Do you see how fast your mind has an opinion?
I could have taken a quarter
piece of paper.
That's what you guys said.
Let's go. All right, cool. Any color, get your paper.
I should keep going.
You bet.
Yeah, colors, brushes, just keep changing them. Whatever you're drawn to.
Whatever you're drawn to. And you can also do Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off, and you'll get the same. The same impact. Because if you really see what we're doing is, we're moving toward absolute freedom.
Oh, is that right?
Absolute freedom.
Or every step, every move, every dot, which one is us closer?
Every step, every mark, every dot, every dash, not every image, but every time you go to the paper, you get one step closer.
Sure, sure.
Next, let's go. Less stretching, more painting. Let's go.
There it is.
There you go. Let's go.
I didn't want it to go towards the blue, you know what I mean?
Do you have a rule that it can't touch?
I mean, for now, if I change my mind.
We're trying to get beyond the rules. We're trying to get beyond the right and wrong.
Well, I still haven't decided whether I'm going to cut these edges or not, so I don't want
to. Well, you don't have to decide. You can just get it over and take it to the
paper. All right, cool. So,
any color.
Whatever.
Blue is gray. It's really effective.
There you go. That's good enough reason to grab the gray.
Exactly.
Just enjoy the ride of the brush. Enjoy the ride of the brush. Because most people will not engage with a creative invitation because they feel like they have to be good at it. But when you play with creativity, are the if you really see that the definition of creativity is the energy behind all life, it's not an art practice, it is an engaging with life practice. So just like anything, we weren't good at walking until we kind of followed what occurred to us to start moving. But that was innate, that wasn't mental. So we get all grown up and then our mental faculties get in the way of us doing what naturally comes naturally and wants to open us up.
Do you feel like that gets harder and harder as you get older?
The more you stay in your head, it gets harder and harder.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the more, because it solidifies. It's harder. You don't press against the I would call them walls, the same walls. They're not as malleable because you haven't pushed them. You haven't expressed those muscles. Your mind hasn't gone through this. So
haven't even taken the time to question the rules you live under. You know, and so like when we're painting in this way, and you're drawn to a color. And then you're like, no, I'm not a green person. I won't use green. But some part of you wants to use green, but you won't. You see? You've already got a limitation on something so benign as a color.
Right.
You know, but you get to wake up to the fact of like, why would I stop myself from using color? And then you start to notice all the other ways in life you stop yourself from spontaneously picking up the phone or reaching out to connect with somebody or take some steps towards something that you feel like you really like to play with, you know? Because our mind tends to give us all these reasons why it's a great idea to stay in what's known. Even if it's uncomfortable and miserable and maybe it's...
Why? Because it's comfortable? You think it's because it's comfort?
You know, you can be really miserably comfortable.
Right.
You know?
Miserably comfortable.
Yeah.
Comfortable though. <'Cause it's, laughs> The AC's on.
Yeah. But it's like...
It's hot outside.
Exactly. But it's like, but if I don't have anything, if I really don't have any reason, I'm not putting myself in harm's way. Let's put it that way. Right. You know? Even taking a risk in a creative practice can be like, don't just stand up. So like, before you ever got comfortable moving toward the stage, you feel like you're about to bungee jump. I mean, like your life was, you know, your heart is in your throat and you could die.
Sure. I mean, that happened right before I twerked the little pig in the stage. Man, what people are going to say because they've been taking the first one on the left and
That's exactly it. But to that place about how easy it is to just say no to an inspiration versus engage with the inspiration.
Right.
You know? Because there's some sort of illogical perceived risk to your state of being by engaging with something you don't know anything about. But you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, there's... Okay, I get you. I know what you mean.
You have to. And to me, intuitive painting, there is like no downside.
Well, I don't know. There is a risk sometimes on the you never know. It depends on the situation.
Well, then that's a risk reward.
It's a risk
sure.
situation.
The reward is freedom.
Right.
The risk is the highest risk would be a paper cut.
Right.
When was the last time? Get the paper over here right now.
We need a paper cut.
How much freedom you want?
Exactly. If you think about that, like, oh, the worst thing that could happen is a paper cut, or I get a whole lot more freedom to be me in the world. Pick your pick.
Paper cut it is.
So
as long as it's not like between your fingers, those are the worst.
Yeah, it won't be the one that lasts
they
for
bug
weeks.
All day. Yeah.
Weeks and weeks and weeks. But you know, if you guys are in comedy, and it's like, where are you going to get your material? Where are you going to source your material?
Life. That's always the best ones. The most truthful, most life experience type of jokes are always the best.
Exactly. But to the truth is, just like to me, Seinfeld was a master of, is that he was open to life happening.
Right.
Not. And if you're in your head all the time, life is happening and you're not seeing it.
Right.
So how can you come next color?
Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. Keep flowing.
If you took a big risk right now,
Can I slow down a little bit?
Yeah, you can. You can slow down.
Oh, perfect.
If you took a big risk.
There's some big ones there.
Any other brush that you'd be drawn to play with if you're going to take a
big risk? Where do I put this one? Should I put it back over here?
Sure.
Yep.
I can take one of these big ones, I guess. That's cool.
Now make sure it gets plenty wet before you put some paint in it.
Gotcha.
So, we're going, we're painting, we can't get it wrong.
We're flowing.
What color are you drawn to?
White.
Great. Absolutely. There's no rule. Don't make a rule about white.
I didn't pick the white area because I was like, it's going to be all small. I'm going to put white in a small brush.
Why not?
Because you can't see it, but then in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to eventually at some point in time change brushes. If I use the one with the little one,
Let's see how the big one goes.
Right.
Just do it.
Like Nike, just do it.
Just do it and do more of it, but you can't make up
with it. Let's see what's going to go for something else.
You can't make up what's going to happen. You can make up what's going to happen, but you don't know what's going to happen. And if you couldn't get it wrong, the place to really explore intuitive painting is like, what would I paint if I knew I didn't have to paint well? I couldn't get it wrong. What risky thing would I put on this piece of paper if I knew I couldn't get it wrong? I love the freedom too of like, if you were going to paint, what would you paint if nobody was ever going to see this piece of paper?
That's a good question. It depends, I guess, where I was and what I was doing. What I was feeling.
Good.
If I was hungry.
If no one
changes that everything.
Paper, probably.
If no one was ever going to see what you do.
Draw a burger, then
I eat it. That paper if I'm hungry.
Draw a burger and eat it.
So, permission. Just take more risks, paint more things badly, and just follow with
this. Dang, you added badly there.
They're afraid that they're going to look like if they did it badly.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they don't even give it a shot.
They don't even try.
Mm-mm.
No, exactly.
Badly is subjective.
And then you start to realize, I don't care what people think.
Exactly.
And that's liberation in life, is to not care what people think. Because keeping them happy is not your job.
And it's pretty much impossible.
Unless it keeps you watching and engaging.
Okay.
Subscribe.
Be you.
Let's see where I'm going.
And the riches of life will follow, guaranteed.
Try all of them, man. So which one draws to you?
This one
right
here.
There you go.
Is there any color you think is not you?
No, I would say they're all everything.
Good. A lot of people carry a lot of prejudices around. I'm not pink. I can't do
right.
it. I'm not, you know.
Right.
And it's all colors are completely neutral. Completely neutral.
I wonder where that came from, that color prejudice that, you know, boys have to wear blue and girls have to wear pink.
Oh my gosh, it started pre-birth.
So, I mean, like, in our history as humans, you know, like, where did that start to change? And then it started to become, if a guy, like, let's say comes like on a football team, shows up with a pink shirt, the whole practice he's gonna get nothing but just yelled. Yeah, and it's just like, where did that start? How did that start?
I don't know, but I have a friend who had a baby recently, and she didn't want to know what it was, and she told people, she didn't want to know what it was because she did not want her child, whether it was male or female, identified with a color.
Wow.
Which I thought was really cool.
That is.
You know, she goes, I don't want all that talk about pink, girly, blue, fire trucks, choo-choo train boys. She goes, like, she just didn't want any of that, even in vitro, you know. Pre-birth, I thought that was so cool.
That is cool.
To just not have all that association start coming into the reality of that precious soul. Next.
It's starting to come together.
Next. All right, Jason, no comments, no critiques. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, never mind. That's right. I'm just observing.
Was that a comment? Was that
yeah, it was.
A comment.
Why do you say that that's a comment? Okay, it was a comment, but I'm curious about why you feel like it's an important situation to not to comment.
Mm-hmm.
Because human beings, we typically are very impacted or influenced by criticism, but we don't see that we are equally and oppositely influenced by compliments.
Yeah.
So you see it with
the question is, I think, where does the criticism come from? Why is it criticism?
Why is it criticism? Because people want to feel good about themselves, and if you're doing something better than they think they can do, they don't feel so good about themselves. You see what I mean?
I also think internally. Like, for example, my internal criticism is, I don't look so nice anyway.
See? As if
mine looks... not nice.
As if it matters.
Right, and it doesn't matter. That's the whole point.
That's the whole point. Right. If you put your thumbprint next to my thumbprint, they're not the same.
Right.
But we're completely okay with that.
Right.
Two pieces of paper, we're not so okay with. But that's your unique expression. That is unique to you in this moment.
And also, you have a studio here. I don't have a studio.
Tell me what your mind's making up about that.
I feel like it gives you a little bit more control over your strokes. Because I was trying to do something like that, but it looks like that. I was trying to copy you step by step.
You were copying the whole time? You've been copying?
And you know he loves being him. So you be you.
That is hilarious.
That is so.
Okay. That's like, these are some of the things. Like, for example, the internal criticism about I don't know which colors to look nicer with this mixer that I've thrown in here randomly. How do I create the connection? Mm-hmm. So my own internal criticism is I hope you guys understand what I'm trying to make here.
See, you think you're painting paintings, and I'm inviting you to listen to something besides your mind.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it.
That's where your inspiration is. It's going to be outside of what the mind finds acceptable. You know?
I like it. How long have you been in the Houston area, doing your enlightenment, I guess?
I've always been a lifelong entrepreneur.
Oh, entrepreneur, how are you?
And I've been doing this since around 2008.
Oh, okay. 2008. 14 years, and just now? All in the same area?
I do. Like, I just got back from past New Mexico. Just did it too.
New Mexico?
Stuff up there. Okay. Yeah. So I travel about, but home base is Houston. Home base is Houston.
All right.
Next.
Swiss brush.
Which one's calling you?
The bigger one. I'm going to go
bigger. Go big or go home.
That's right.
That's how I always say that. Go big or go home.
Which is the biggest one?
And if you any color.
I like this one here. This is all.
Get some water on.
Any color.
It's my favorite question.
Go ahead.
It's like, if you weren't you, what would you let yourself think?
Why would I let myself paint?
If you weren't you.
If I wasn't me?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, in the beginning, I actually thought, oh, there's this painting that I really wanted to put together. Yeah, and then I saw it, I was like, oh, that painting is not coming alive right now. I didn't feel it. But it's coming out. You'll see it soon enough. I just haven't been able to appropriately put it together where I feel like I'm going to be able to piece in this time. But this gave me a step in the right direction with regards to completing that painting that I already had in my mind.
Now, if it's already in your head, it's already painted.
Yes.
We want to go into the unknown.
That's where I'm at. Does that look like I know that?
Good for you.
Does it look?
We don't care what it looks like. So you could come back again and again and again. It's like, if you were completely free, what color would you use? What mark would you make?
I'm actually just trying to go through all of them in a way where, somewhere you can appreciate separately a little bit, a different image. Mm-hmm. Now that I kind of see a little bit of a pattern. Now, not that falling into a pattern is good or bad, but you will.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Now, appreciating the moment, I guess.
So when was the last time you had a brush in your hand?
That's a good question. We went to like an art class about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And did a like a cat with the premise.
Uh-huh.
So
that but was. But they told you one day.
They gave us a cat and said, "Hey, like this."
Yeah.
I added a little smidge or something, like, you know, like.
So
extra.
You added something you.
I had to do it. Come on, I'm free.
Real quick, I'm free.
You gave yourself like 4 seconds to be free.
I see it all the time, though. So that 4 seconds, you know, it lasted a while.
Right. Sure.
That's
sure.
Good. 4 seconds, man. That goes right.
That's good. At least you gave yourself some permission to be free. That's good. Yeah. Let that cat be your own, the one that you painted. Let it be your own.
Well, now this will take its place. Do I get to keep this thing? Keep this?
You what?
I mean,
do you want another?
Unless somebody else wants.
You know what I mean? You could auction it off for a fundraiser.
We could do that, yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, we do that all the time.
Okay. So, does this one feel done? You want to start another one?
No, we'll start a fresh one?
Yeah.
Oh, let me get one more line, I think.
Okay.
Sorry, I was already in it to get another line, so. Like, we want in the right line, I think.
Why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You know, one analogy that Sherry told me that really hit hard with me that had helped me step out a little bit was she was talking about how when you watch, like, little kids, like, you get kids, like, some chalk and let them go do chalk paintings on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
They'll just make random shapes and pictures. And then you go up and you ask them, "Hey, what are you making?" And they just say, "I don't know." And then after, like, 20, 30 minutes, it's like a mural of all these things that have happened in their life. Exactly. So that's how it should flow out of you. No thinking, just flowing.
That's what that looks like.
That's what a flow is right there.
Man, I got almost zero warning with regards to what was happening.
That's exactly why I wanted to do this.
Zero warning.
That's exactly what I wanted you to do this.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So in this moment, if this one's done, part of what we do to really to work a little magic,
sure,
is to put your name anywhere, any size, anyhow.
Oh, okay.
What color would your name be right now? From your dead. Time's up.
I would say one of these ones right here.
Pick.
I don't know the name or the color.
Pick.
How can I get the name or the color?
Pick.
I would say
okay.
These two.
Grab one of those, and I want you to. I invite you to put your name on there, any size, anyhow.
Okay. Well, I'll say
if you were completely free, no rules,
anyway,
no rights.
I mean, I typically already have the way out of my name goes. So you're saying, just write something that could represent you.
No. If you were completely free, where would you put your name?
In the back? Sorry,
no.
No, right here. I think this is a good spot. Right in there, just a little area.
Where does it feel the freest?
Just a little area.
Yeah, okay.
Just a little.
Okay. Excellent. You want to do another one?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Now this one, the next one, since this time gave you a warm up to being free, the next one's going to give you like an even a greater invitation.
A greater one. Oh, okay, cool. That's a dream.
Grab you some refreshments. Okay, which one? Hamburger or hot dog? Which one feels a little more?
I would say let's do the hot dog because we already went this way.
Okay.
The wrong.
All right. So in that same vein of freedom. No deciding, no pre-planning, just getting to it. What color are you called to right this second when you look at that table? And you don't have to keep with it.
I got you. Okay, so new brush, you set out the whole thing, right?
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
It's not really about it. Whatever it looks cool.
All right.
I saw you already. Oh, what about this one? Did you say something about this one? What's up with this one?
Try it out if you want.
Oh, okay. Both.
Why not? Get them wet. Make sure you get them wet.
Double like fisting. I like it.
What's the reason for getting them wet?
It's like shampoo in your hair. You try to shampoo your hair, it doesn't do anything. Paint would just sit there, but if you add the water, then it makes it much more pleasurable to spread.
I think you're interesting, but I will try my next set with no water.
Oh, yeah?
You must use water. You want it to be pleasurable. We don't want you to work.
It's intriguing.
We don't want you to work.
Next time I take a shower, I'm going to try it without, just to see.
Try shampoo.
Shampoo
no
without water?
Water.
That's going to be weird. I'm excited to try it, though.
It's like
the water gives you the smoothness of the
it's for the texture, huh?
Well, you see, like, you want them, whenever you're playing, you just want the ride to be enjoyable.
I see.
You see what I mean? It's so pleasurable not to work. It's much freer. Let's go.
Make it happen. Which one are you drawn to?
For no good reasons. For no good reasons. And especially in intuitive painting, you can't know why you're painting what you're painting. That's. We're playing with the great mystery of life, so it just doesn't matter. Now, here's the invitation. Don't let your mind guess what that is.
Sorry. No, not be too brushy.
Kid on the sidewalk.
Kid on the sidewalk. They don't care. They don't care. They're not trying to please any part of their mind. And try one brush. Feel, this is a place to play. If you're going to try one brush, does it feel more vulnerable than playing the two?
I think I should have freedom with two.
No, what's it vulnerable?
I don't even know what that question entails. Am I vulnerable with one or with two?
Does it feel more vulnerable to paint with one brush?
Oh,
or two?
I see. I think both. I think I kind of like doing the one brush thing, but I kind of also enjoy mixing the colors at the same time.
Right.
And I don't know if I'll be able to get the same. It feels more free actually to do with two, because I don't think I'll be able to get the same.
But see, you didn't know that could come from you.
Right. And took two brushes.
Okay, go.
Boom.
For it. Go for it.
Took two brushes. I think maybe that's what I've been doing wrong.
You haven't done anything wrong.
There is no right or wrong with intuitive painting. There is no right or wrong.
There is no right or wrong.
I don't know. If I look at this one, I look at that one, and I can view back, I definitely say something went wrong with that one, something went wrong with that one.
You know, when I was here by myself, I did the same thing, and I had to stop looking at hers, because it was doing that to me, like, man, I really suck, like, you know. So I had to stop looking at hers, and then my second one I felt was very much more intuitive, because my first one I was doing that.
Because if you notice in life, you're always comparing yourself to somebody else.
Right.
And this is your life. This is your life. It's such a buzzkill to play, stay in the lane of comparing yourself to someone else.
Absolutely.
You won't do anything.
And that's what social media is. These people get depressed when they see all these rock stars living their life and living on boats and all this stuff. And they're like, how come I can't do that? You don't know what those people's life is like. You probably don't even know that they are probably sitting in that bottom of their boat depressed.
That was actually, by the way, as we were discussing earlier, that is one of the main proponents, reasons for the way that we shoot, meaning the way that we do the VR cast and the podcast and things of that nature, is to get an appropriate amount of time for things to happen.
Right.
I think what happened is social media, like, cuts.
Oh, yeah.
It just gives you result from one step to the next. And then so when reality steps in, it's like, hey, I don't know if these results are not coming in. It's like, the social media guy, he's already got a Mercedes. He's like, two months ago.
Right. Like, I want to see more of how that got to that point, right? Yeah, no, they just skip ahead to the juicy parts.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So in the meantime, what I would say is grab a brush. Subscribe to the channel. Register for the prices. Get a lesson on the links we're sharing, and enjoy it as you go, because it's gonna take a minute.
No, definitely,
right? You can get wherever you want to, but it's not gonna be today or tomorrow.
No. But even what was starting to see that everybody ends up in the same spot.
Sure.
So if we allow ourselves to say, wait a minute, what if life really is a process of exploration? That we all know how it's going to end. We don't know how it's going to end, but we know it's going to end at some point.
Yeah.
But it's like, really, life is a process of exploring, and really you're going to feel more alive and more, oh my gosh, I said more alive. You just will feel more alive by allowing yourself permission to follow what occurs to you naturally. Because we tend to believe, and especially like you said in social media, what occurs to us naturally is not right.
Right.
We think it needs to be better. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we don't find what occurs naturally. The more we allow ourselves to respond to what occurs to us naturally, life expands inside you.
Right.
You can do anything you want.
No, so you're over there second-guessing yourself.
Is that what happens when we create? We think we have to sneak to do it our way. We think we have to sneak.
saw you out of my peripheral. Like this one or this one? This one or this one?
What if you didn't have to sneak?
Just do it. Just do it.
All out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that idea. Take up your space in the room.
One thing for sure, folks, when you come to take this lesson with Sherry, is you're going to come out of here feeling so inspired, so just naturally eager to go grab life by the horns. I actually have a story that happened that day, or was it the next day, I believe. I went to go see a play in Galveston of The Bronx Tale. And if you watched any of our other previous episodes, you heard me talk about this. One of the greatest movies that has influenced me in my life is called The Bronx Tale. It's by a gentleman named Chaz Palamenteri. And the day that I went to go see the play, I came up here to hang out with Sherry and do this, what Roberto is being inspired by right now. And then I went to go see that play. And it was amazing. And one of the things that Sherry and I talked about that day is a question that I wanted to speak to him and ask him. So there is a scene in The Bronx Tale, and Roberta may have told you about this, I'm not sure. So there's a scene in The Bronx Tale that I use to this day, and it's called The Test, right? So what you do if you want to see gentlemen out there, hey, ladies, LGBTQ, and I think there's an I at the end now, I don't know. But anyway, anybody out there, if you're on a date, and you want to see if this date is going to be a good person for you going forward, whether you're going to get married or have them as a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. This is a really easy test that you can do to see if they're going to be a loyal person. And this is what, in the movie A Bronx Tale, the gentleman actually learned this from a gangster, an Italian gangster who told him how to do this. So here's what you do. You open the door, right? So you get out of your car, you be a chivalrous type of person. You walk over and you open the door for your date. You let them in the door and into the seat, and then you lock the door, you let them in, close the door, and then you walk around the back. Now, when you walk around the back, you look through the back mirror, through the back window, and see if that person reaches over to open the door for you. If they open the driver's side door for you, they are a winner. They are one of those chosen few. One of the good ones is what they say. If not, you dump her right there. And I mean, dump her right there. Like you said, hey, this date is over with. And I've done this before. I have actually done this before. I'm like, sorry, this isn't working out. I was like, wait, we haven't even gone anywhere yet. But you failed the test. You failed the test.
Call his number.
So, At the play, they had a meet and greet afterwards. I had an opportunity to meet Mr. Palamenteri. By the way, that play is amazing. If you have an opportunity to go see A Bronx Tale, the play, it is Mr. Palamenteri and a chair. That is it.
Really?
For 2 hours, Sherry. 2 hours. You don't even realize 2 hours has gone by. It's that good. You're on the edge of your seat and you're like, what? It's already midnight? Like, what just happened?
I wondered how they were going to do that.
Just him and a chair, and he goes through the whole thing. And it's amazing because we hear his perspective. Like, the movie only took the best parts. Kind of like we were talking about earlier about social media taking the best parts. Mm-hmm. The play was what he was thinking, what he was feeling in those moments. Oh my God. People were crying, people were laughing, people were angry. I mean, and it was just him and a chair. I mean, oh my God. So afterwards, I got to do the meet and greet, and I went to go meet him, and I said, I had a question, and Sherry told me that I needed to ask him this question. I said, please ask him this. And I was gonna write him a letter. I didn't know that I was gonna meet the man, especially not that night. So my question is, it's 2022. We don't have cars that open like that anymore. All of our doors are now electric, right? So I can't do that test with a date if my door is electric, especially my car has a smart sensor that knows I have my keys in my pocket and automatically opens my door, right? So what I do, and this is what I said to Mr. Palamenteri, I said, I want to know, how can I do this in 2022 to do the test in 2022? There was a long line of people, so he was kind of, you know, not stumped, but he was kind of quiet for a second, and I wanted to hurry up. So I said, here's what I do, sir. I said, this is what I do. So when I pick them up, I tell them that, I keep saying this over and over again, my door is locked. There's something wrong with my door lock. I have to take my car back to the dealership. My door keeps locking. I give them a chance. I say it like 4 or 5 times, especially if it's at dinner. You know, I'm just like, oh, my clicker doesn't work. Oh, my door, my driver's side door doesn't work. I keep saying it over and over and over again. That way, when we get in the car, if she doesn't at least reach down and push the unlock button, that's the test. And so I told him that, and he said, yes. Well, first of all, he said, you're Italian? I said, yeah. He goes, God bless you. I said, yeah. So we started laughing. And he said, that's how you do it. That's exactly right. He's like, if anybody asks me how you do it in modern times, that's how we're going to do it.
So
I got an opportunity to ask him the question, and he loved my response. And he was such an amazing man. He shook my hand, and we talked for a while. I told him how inspired I was about growing up without a father, how the stuff that the gangster taught him and his father in the movie, who was played by Robert De Niro, how that information inspired me through life. So it was amazing. And I wanted to thank you for inspiring me to get the gumption to ask him that question.
Oh, you had to. You had to. Because as we talked, I was like, you if you shared to an artist, and especially, I didn't realize it was a one-man show.
Yeah, me neither.
But if you share with somebody, an artist, that their work has impacted you, how could that ever be a bad idea? And I knew from your heart that he had genuinely impacted and was like that whole movie was such a shaping influence in your life. I'm like, how could you not share that with him?
Yeah.
And he loved it.
Yeah, and he loved it.
And he got the chance to share with him, which was great.
That's even better. Huge. He's super tall, by the way. He's like this tall. I sent you that photo. That's right. Yeah. So, folks, look on my Instagram. You can see the picture of me with Chaz Palamenteri. So it was really inspiring. It was the same day that I came here to do this. I actually went home that night and wrote a lot of information. I mean, I've been writing like 14, 15 screenplays right now that I'm working on. So it was
inspiring. And you took a big risk.
Huge.
Now, that's exactly like what we do in intuitive painting. You can risk it all at the paper. Of course, there's no consequence to risking it all. But what happens is just like it moves in your life wherever you go. So walking up to him and putting yourself in out there and engaging with him would be like taking a big risk. But look what you would have missed if you had withheld under some false belief inside your head that you couldn't.
Exactly.
So I just think that and the feeling, I can only imagine how rich it felt.
Oh my God.
Inside you.
Oh my God.
To have taken the risk, you know?
It was all emotions at once.
It was everything.
Everything. I haven't felt like that since like one of my first times getting on stage in front of a humongous audience. Just anxiety and happiness and I mean just intensity.
But did all of that not feel alive?
Oh God, yes. I knew for a fact that I was alive. I mean I unplugged from the matrix.
Exactly. And you're really a life force of your very own at that moment. I mean you could probably electrify Los Angeles with that much energy that you were carrying that night, So I mean that's the kind of aliveness that we possess and we are a channel of if we just get out of our way.
Absolutely.
And so taking a risk, whether it's at the paper, and it's like Pilates for your risk, inner risk taker.
Like that.
Go down
like
the side, that. It strengthens your core. And then just like you did, Jason, you went out into the world and you couldn't not take the risk at that
right.
time. And I mean, your whole world's expanded from that brief encounter with somebody that you've held near and dear in your head and heart all this time, you know?
And it's all about opportunities too.
You have to go
right?
to see him.
If he was here for one night.
Yeah.
He was here for one night. I had to get over there, go do it. And
it wasn't like at any opera house. I think he was in Galveston. He drove out to Galveston to go.
Well, it was the Galveston Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Which was been there since like the 1800s.
Happened to know if he picked that place like because of where it is or because he could have maybe done a show in Houston.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know, but it was packed. It was completely packed, and he had an whole entourage, and they were on their way to California that night.
Like an old school studio, theater, maybe that's what
yeah, very it's much
an
so.
Opera.
It's very.
The sound
and the
oh right,
the intimate nature of it. Architecturally, they're just not out there that much.
Yeah.
That's not architectural. All right, done.
I believe so, yes.
All right.
I mean, there's more in there, but I'm like, I don't want to mess up what I got there, but I didn't know
the colors. Oh, you think you can mess it up?
Feel.
What I perceive, what I feel, what I sense. What I don't want is for me to add more to it. Where I'm like, okay, I kind of like this. Mm. So yeah, it would never be over if I wanted to be not this. It's pretty pale.
Okay. What color is your baby right now? And then we'll wrap this one up. What color would your baby right now?
What color?
What color would your name be right now?
Oh, but I don't. Still haven't done the colors. Okay. I would pick maybe.
All right. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, I already did it. My bad. It's already done. I don't have time.
You done?
Submitted.
All right. And okay, so just you don't have to paint this, but if you were going to go too far, what is the riskiest color on this table?
They're not all risky, I would say. They're all colors.
But which one feels risky in your gut right now?
To put on that one right
there? Yeah.
I would say one of these bright ones, because it's kind of like a pink. So The risky means like a contrast to what's already there.
Risky means something goes...
Yeah, so it would create an upset that I don't think I would appreciate, which is like one of those bright ones. I kind of came like this with two ones, and then if I want to pick one, and one-handed, messed up my whole process of going two-handed by a single color. I want to appreciate it. That's risky.
Okay. All right. Risk is good, huh, Jason?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So, thank you. Thanks for giving it a try.
And actually, thank you for expanding my thought process a little bit on risk and opening up.
Yeah. I like it. Because if you consider this, there is so much more to life than serving your preferences. There is so much more on offer from life. Besides just serving your preferences. And that came to me in a dream one time. Sounds crazy. But I thought if I could serve my preferences, I would be free. And I had a dream in the night one time, and it was as if God was giving me this lesson. And the message was like, my preferences were one piece of pizza. And it was like, well, you could have the whole pizza if you got out of your preferences.
Wow.
Because your preferences are going to keep you on one piece of pizza, but the universe says, eat the whole thing.
Wow. That's profound.
I did say I was hungry earlier.
But I say that just to play with that we don't know that preferences can be limiting to our freedom.
Yeah.
We think that's a certain level of freedom is I can serve my preferences, but that's still keeping you inside the box.
Yeah.
You know, it's a comfy box. It's a tasty box.
It's a good pizza.
But there's only one slice in there.
Yeah, but there's only one slice in there. So, yeah. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much again for inviting us. And is there more of your place that you would like to share with us so that if folks come, they know what they can expect, I guess, if they come to the studio?
Listen, this is the working studio space that I do workshops. I also do virtual workshops.
Cool.
So, I do global classes online. You know,
And you do them through your website?
Yep, sherryray.com.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but I have a great population of really from Australia, UK, Switzerland, all over. They'll come in, and for those guys, they'll paint either wee hours of the morning or late in the night just to get the time change.
Yeah.
You know, which is really fun.
And you set it up over here?
So it's a great opportunity to really put your toe in the water of what being free means to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's... Okay. There's no consequences.
I like it.
Love it.
What else? Are we
gonna go? That's it. I think that's about it.
Thank you very much for joining us today, our 15th episode with Sherry, coaching consulting.
Yes.
Yes.
In Houston.